Hey, Kareen, how are you?
Hi,
Anyway,
Tari. Better late than never, huh?
best late than never, exactly. 80% of anything is just showing up. And here we are, the Angel Coaches on BBS Radio. I got to tell you, they are so good working with us, and I just appreciate it.
I think she kind of. We just want to apologize to the listeners for the delay. We've had a couple of technical difficulties, and it's obviously apparent because Therese just cut out again. Therese, don't move your head. right. Okay, Therese, if you can hear me, just move around your house until you get the reception, and then we'll get you back on in a second. But I'll just introduce tonight's show in honor of the feminine power that is. On this show in Angel Coaches, we are doing tonight's show on Ascended Master Goddesses and how they help us in our lives and who you can call upon for certain things and specific issues, and because they help in all avenues of our lives, just like the angels and the archangels do, because we're all connected to God, and these Ascended Master angels are. With us all the time. So, we're just going to kind of talk about them today. And then, for those of you listening out there, if you want to call in and find out which Ascended Master goddesses can work with you on your specific issues or the ones that we see around you, you can definitely call in and we'll let you know. All right. So, looks like Tari is still figuring out her line. So, there are a lot of Ascended Master goddesses that are with us, and a lot of them, the Ascended Masters are great prophets, teachers, and healers that have, lived on the earth at some point in time, and they come from all religions and backgrounds, and they help us on the other side, and they're here to serve and help us with all aspects of whatever we need help with. So, we're kind of just going to talk about who they are and a couple of them. The first one that I'd like to talk about is Aine. Oh, there you are,
I
Tari.
know. I was sitting there, and do I sound okay if I come through too loud? Because I'm on my cell phone. You just got to say, Tree, you're talking too loud,
Oh, you're
and I'll.
fine. You're
Okay,
fine.
good. So, anyway, what goddess were you talking about?
I just went and started talking about Aine. She's the Irish moon goddess of love, fertility. I'm thinking that we'll just go through this alphabetically or
Okay.
as we wish. I don't know. Aine is a really great one. She's the goddess of the moon, and she helps with love and fertility, protection, environmental concerns, and she's the equivalent of an archangel in the elemental kingdom. And at one of our next shows, we're going to talk about the elementals. But she helps with animals and healing. So we should, she was with a lot of us on our last show when we were talking about, connecting with our pets and everything. So she's a great one to call upon for healing with your animals, and she helps with protection, especially with women. So she's like an animal, an environmentalist, and an animal
Yeah,
activist
she
in the
is, and
spirit world.
I'm looking at how do you spell her name? Do you mind me asking how you define it?
It's Aine, Aine. She's the Irish moon
Aine,
goddess. She rocks.
yes. She helps with did you say fertility as well?
Fertility, protection, environmental concerns, and when you call upon her, her connection is the strongest, like in a full moon. But you can call upon her at any time, and she's usually, when she appears to you, she'll be surrounded by musical instruments and harps and pianos and all that. So she's like the archangel of the elemental kingdom. She's also known as like a fairy queen.
Oh yeah. I'm looking at her right now. I always think with fertility, I was like, she must have been here last week when I got my puppy, who has been with me a week, and right now trying to chew the book that we're looking at and jotting notes down in. So, but yeah, she's wonderful. She's also somebody told me they used her for peace, and I'm not quite sure how that works, but I had written that down too a little bit.
Wow, for
I was
peace.
like, peace. Yeah, interesting. That was a client that I had that was very metaphysical, and she goes, "Yeah, she was came to me and helped me find peace." So I was like, well, "That's cool." And we're doing this alphabetical order, right? So we've got
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite, yes, there you go. She's London. I like her. She helps you tap into your inner goddess, right?
And yeah.
And helps you realize you're so important, as we all are. I know that a friend of ours, Willie, was talking about, he goes, yeah, I'm going to call in. He goes, I'd like a goddess. I go, not that kind of goddess, you crazy.
He wants the human embodiment of Aphrodite.
Yes, exactly. There you go. She helps you find the goddess within yourself and also realize your own divinity. And people really struggle with that, I think. And, you know, when we're talking about finding your own divinity, it's easier said than done, right? But she's one of those ones that can really help you with boundaries, with finding your personal power, with connecting you to with all that is. I also know that I remember I had a relationship before in the past, and I really asked her help because when I could find my own power, it was really... I think she helps women, and not only women, but anyone, feel more attractive. Do you understand? Because when you're when you're coming from a place of strength and love, at the same time, she's one of those ones that will really help you with that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And because she's the goddess of love, she's associated with the planet Venus, which represents love. So, if anyone wants to increase their desire, or romance, she also helps with soulmate love and commitment. So she's a great person to call upon if you need more of that in your life. And who doesn't? Who doesn't need more sexuality and attractiveness and desire and passion?
Yeah, where'd you get your haircut from? Aphrodite.
No one out there is going to say, no, I don't need any more passion or sexuality or attractiveness.
Yeah, he's going to turn that down, right?
You know, right. So a great way to call upon her, increase your connection to her is to listen to romantic music, and then you can call her to your side.
That's beautiful.
So she's great. All right, should we talk about Athena, the Greek warrior goddess who's been by both of our sides these past couple of weeks?
I know. Let's share with people that are listening and about what she does, because she's amazing. And it really has helped me understand, it just helps me understand relationships so much better. And you too, no? It really helps you as well.
Right, right. She's wonderful. I know you and I were talking the other day, and she came right to our side. And she's the Greek warrior goddess of wisdom and truth and integrity.
She comes with an owl too, as well, right?
Right. She comes with an owl. Is that what you said?
owl. Yeah. Well, I hear with an owl. That's
right.
Owls are wise. So,
right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And she's the one that inspires women to exhibit their inner strength and gives them the courage to stand their ground and to use intuitive wisdom instead of anger or violence to heal arguments. And we all need that. We all need that. Right? I mean, because, our ego gets in the way and we want to fight back. But she's the embodiment of real, true feminine power and feminine wisdom. And that is to use our intuition to heal arguments. So she's great with resolving arguments and attaining truth and integrity in situations, and great with helping artists and writers too as well. But she's a very powerful presence. I know when she appeared to us, she had a strong message to deliver, and she was not...
She was like not playing, you know. Do you remember that? Because if you guys, as we saw her, this way, but I'll never forget, because you really helped me, and it to any of the you guys that are listening, Karina and I give other meetings, so it's always good. But I know that a lot of people have issues sometimes with relationships, and you and I was having a challenge with a relationship that I've been involved with, and you go, Tree, there's this lady here, woman, she's really big and tall. And I go, well, she's not my grandmother, because my grandmother's pretty short. And or my mom, And she's like so strong, and I go, I was like, who is she? And you just kept giving me messages, and I was tapping into her, and I go, yeah, I see her, and we're going back and forth, and I gave you messages for your situation. But the best part about it is like, now who are you? So a day later, she goes, I'm a Greek goddess. And I go, okay, which one? She goes, Athena. Like, cool. And so she's, when you really start working with them, because you can work with them, boy, you can learn a lot, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she came through with such a powerful message. I mean, she is really a woman of great feminine power. And the way that she comes through, you immediately feel, because I remember when I was delivering that message to you, she almost, I felt the essence of feminine power. As I was speaking to you, remember you were saying, wow, you were very stern with me, Corinne. And I said, well, that wasn't me, because she was speaking through me. And by doing that, I also got some strength from her too. But she came through, and she was just, and I kept saying to her, I remember I was going, I don't know who she is, but she is very large and in charge.
She was large and in charge.
I mean, because she was standing there with two other angels, but she was the larger of the three. And, just this very, very, very strong, power about her, which, was needed for in the situation that we were talking about. So there was such great wisdom that she gave us. So she's great for those people out there that, may find it, difficult to kind of tap into their own inner strength, or they're finding difficulties with, tapping into their own courage, or their own intuitive wisdom. So she's great for that.
I know she is. And the one thing I liked about her that was really, really neat, and you go, Tree, she's still here with us. And you were in the line to getting something to eat. I go, she's probably waiting to order. So, yeah, remember?
I think she was just waiting to until I fully delivered the message, because she was kind of, and I also think, she was around, because she was there to kind of, I felt as though she was trying to send us the energy of strength, and that's why she was hanging around, because she was, with us the entire time we were talking. I could see her, and it helped me too to kind of tap into that kind of that energy. It was just really healing for me, so I really appreciated that.
She's wonderful, mm-hmm. and she's still with us. And Sue, I always tell people and share this with women, any woman or man, okay, because she'll help anyone that wants to have inner strength and mm-hmm. have and find your power. She's the one that can help you do that.
Okay.
So I like her. And how do you know she's around? Because you're, how do you ask for her? What do you need to do?
You just literally just call upon her. She comes right to your side. There's no kind of ritual that you need to do. And she knows when she's needed. Because we didn't even call upon her, and she came right to us because she knew she was needed for that specific situation. There is no ritual that you need. With all of these ascended master goddesses, goddess angels, you don't need really to do any kind of a ritual. The tools that we're giving you are just little things that you can do to kind of increase the connection. But all of the angels, ascended master and archangels, will always call. Will always come whenever you call them, however you call them. These are just little things that you can do. Okay, should we talk about Bridget, the female equivalent of Archangel Michael?
Well, I tell you, Bridget, that's the next one we've got. Let's talk about Bridget. She's beautiful, and she's the one that gives you courage and helps you not to back down, and she's just amazing. And she also will help you find out and believe in yourself so you can stand up for what you're trying to do or accomplish. If you believe it's right, ask for her help. She'll help you prove your point. She's definitely the one I'd want to have if I was on the traffic court. Okay.
Oh, you know who I see, who she's around, who she's helping is Lindsay. And Lindsay is actually waiting on the line. But Lindsay, if you're listening, Bridget is with you. Because I was meditating, I heard her calling before we even got on the line. Seth took the call, and I saw Bridget come right to Lindsay's side. So I think she's helping her find her life purpose and direction, and giving her courage. And she's really great with women too, especially with women. She's a great one to call upon, and she's like the female equivalent to Archangel Michael. So a tool to help you call upon her is to light a candle, because she's associated with fire. And you may feel even a little bit warm when you feel her presence. And she's got red hair. She's like a super mother. And I tapped into her for a brief second before we got on here, and I started to feel kind of hot. So she's with Lindsay. So Lindsay, if you're calling, that's who's with you. I see her on the line.
Go. I like that. Yeah.
And, we'll take the calls in just a second. We've got a couple.
Okay. She's actually from, Ireland, right? I think you said that. So, she has a temple in Ireland. So that's pretty cool. Red hair, Irish, and she's out there to help us. And she's a female equivalent of Michael. Is that what you said? So
yes. Yeah.
Okay, Archangel Michael. All right. I think are we taking calls? Or are we going? What do you want to do?
Sure, we could take some calls because we came out a little bit late. So we've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Okay. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, it's crazy you said a redhead, because I've been seeing a redhead.
Really?
I had an angel story. I thought it was Ariel from The Little Mermaid. And I was like, no, it's my mom. That's what she looks like. She has legs. And then I was like, no, maybe it's because my mom's half Irish. She's Korean and Irish. And I was like, maybe it's somebody on her side. But actually, I had an angel story a few nights ago. I've obviously been asking for my job, and for whatever reason, they keep sending me my children. And I had this dream, and I was pregnant, like really pregnant, like about to pop, and it was the twins, so it was like extra, like big in like my stomach and stuff. And I guess I've always been a little bit afraid of having kids, like the pain of it all, and then what I'll look like after. And it was almost like it was reassuring me that everything would be fine. Like I felt no pain when I was getting like a C-section and everything. I even knew where they were going to cut. I never knew that's where, but this dream like laid it out for me. And it was just so incredible. It was the twins. It was a boy and a girl. They were healthy and, you know, fine and stuff. But everything just got so much better after I had them. Like, everything was in order. Thomas and I had been married for a while and working, obviously. So I've never understood why they send me the dreams about this when I'm always asking about my job. And I know my birthday just passed this past week, but it was just really, really something else. And like the little boy was like my dad and Thomas, and it was really, really strange.
Oh wow! So you got to see your children. So maybe they're helping you.
I see my boy. Yeah, I see my son. He comes to me sometimes at night and tells me he's scared. And he wants to stay with me. So I like open them. That's what wakes me up. It's because I take the covers off of me to let him in, and then I open my eyes, and it's like, oh. No one.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, you've got Bridget, so and I feel her energy with you too. She's actually I'm looking up a little bit more information about her so to help you. But she's got the folks in Ireland love her. They've actually built a temple in honor of her. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's who Corrine and I both tapped into.
Yeah.
And you also have your other little angels around you and Merlin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, Merlin, I know, with the beautiful purple-blue eyes.
Yeah.
He hasn't come to me in a while. I had a dream about him, and I had shared that on the air on a previous show. I've asked for him to come back and to still bring me my job, but he just said that he was talking to two women and that it was going to be fine. That was weeks ago, and then he hasn't been around since then. I'm hoping he'll return soon, but I'll definitely, is there a certain color candle I should light to get Bridget to come around me more?
I'm looking at this right here, Corrine. You go ahead and tell her, because she's do I say just Celtic or Celtic? I always get that mixed up, so forgive me.
Yeah, she's the sun warrior goddess. You just need to light any candle. She actually just said any candle, because I went red, and she goes, no, any candle. She's here with you right now, because I'm getting like, my back is getting really hot.
My right
now
arm
she's
like
saying,
on fire.
Yeah, she's saying right now, this is for you to have courage. Okay. And I'm getting the feeling from you that you're not to focus too much on a date. have faith that it will happen. Okay. And I asked where Merlin was. He feels like he took a step back because Bridget was called in right now. She said she just got called in right now. Something changed within you. Something changed because she said, I just got called in. And, there is a certain mission that she's on right now. It's what she's giving me. Merlin is still around, and he's helped you in that aspect of what he said he would do, and he's still here, right? But right now, this is about you, is what she's saying, yeah, that to giving you the courage to focus and have faith in your path, right? She's saying that she's going to come around you in a dream. She's going to give you a message. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already seen her, she's going to come around again. Okay.
Lindsay, Corinne, I've got something here too. One of the things that I feel, because I feel Merlin is with you, as she said, she's taken a bit of a step back. But they're both, they're both Celtic. Did I say that right? Celtic? Am I saying, I hope that's right I'm saying that. But the one thing that you've always been worried about your children or having one or, having a boy and a girl or what you really are specific about, I think that to part of living the life of prosperity that you're looking for, it's being okay with, she's here helping you with having both children, the twins, a boy and a girl, and ask to see your daughter, okay? Because I think that when you ask to see your daughter, there's a whole world opening up for you there, and there's a real gift, okay? That's a message for you.
No, I'll definitely do that, and I'll start working with Bridget, and obviously I'll do the candle thing. I always want them to come around more. It's just been kind of quiet. I know my life's been a little hectic the past few days, but I'm hopeful everything will eventually situate itself out. But I'll definitely try and open up more of a relationship with her.
She's saying focus on the now. Now is what she's saying. Now. She keeps saying focus on the now. And then what she's showing me is that you're wanting to jump too far ahead. She's like, just have faith. She's telling me she's really strong. She's coming through like very strong. She's almost like hands on her hips saying, you need to focus on the now and I'm helping you. She's like, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. She's saying, oh my goodness. She's saying, don't doubt. Focus on the now. Don't doubt. She is strong. She's very, very strong. Don't worry, Lindsay. You are on the right path. Okay. So you're going to have all that you desire. And really just kind of try to tap into your inner strength, where you know that you have faith in what you're doing, and that everything's going to turn out okay. Your angels are giving you. They're around you all the time. They give you so many signs. So you really are on the right path. Don't get too caught up in the date. Just know that it will happen, and it's all in divine and perfect timing. And she's saying, don't doubt again.
By the way,
again.
I want to share this with you. She says her name means something significant. Okay. She says it means like a spring, her name. It's in her ancient language. And she goes, you've been through winter. It's your time for a spring. Okay? So just know that.
She's saying something about spring?
Well, I think her name means spring. Do you understand? Like, means spring. And she goes, and that's one of the reasons. It's like a sign for you to know that it's your time for a spring. You've been through winter, and after every winter, there's always a spring, okay?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you ladies so much. I always appreciate the time and a great subject tonight. I did a little research on it. I didn't really know much about this, so appreciate it.
You have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, a wonderful weekend. Bye, Lindsay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got another caller. We've got Sharon from Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. Hi, Sharon from Georgia.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello, ladies. How are y'all tonight? This is a great show.
Okay. Thank you.
Lindsay's call was really beautiful.
Do you have a question for us?
The goddess that I feel around you, if that's okay.
Yes, you may.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Please forgive me. I'm not on the computer tonight, cell phone, so I'm like, okay. I feel a little bit, distracted. Not distracted, you know what I'm saying. So please forgive me if I interrupted. I feel Kali is around you, and she is a Hindu goddess, and she gives you strength and courage. Okay.
Wonderful.
She's saying it's new beginnings. I get rid of the old, and so you can bring the new in. And she goes, you're going through a real big detox right now. We spoke about that not too long ago. And she goes, this has to happen so you can be the woman that you've always wanted to be. Okay, or that you, not to be, sorry, that you already are, just realizing that you are. Okay, she's with you, and she's so strong. And a lot of people fear her, but if you understand why she's here, and that's just to help you, to understand, get rid of the old so you can bring in the new. And what a foundation. She's helping you build a strong foundation. Okay? So, anyway.
That is
awesome.
She goes,
you don't have to ask for me. I just show up. I'm like, cool.
No, actually, that was perfect, Tarie. I had a, one of the reasons I'm calling tonight is I had a bat in my house last night after our call.
Oh, wow.
And I've never had a bat in my home. And I felt that was significant. And I looked, and it said transition, like a rebirth, getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. And so for you to say that, that's kind of like confirmation. And
oh,
I also found a red cardinal feather in my yard yesterday, and I wanted to ask about that. But the main reason I'm calling is I'm extremely torn about my dog. And I can't decide whether I should go on and put her down or wait. And I'd like to know if she's suffering. She doesn't appear to be in pain, but I'm not her, so I don't know.
What's that little baby's name? My little doggy's name?
Gracie.
Dog.
Gracie.
Oh, that's right. Gracie. Now remember, that's a namesake. I feel you have more time with her. It doesn't feel like she's hurting, okay? And she's here. Do you know what I mean? You'll know. She'll let you know when she starts. She's in pain. She's tired.
But she feels she's
dreaming.
Not hurting.
No,
she's
I
not
don't
in
feel
pain.
That. I don't
yeah,
feel it.
She's
looking
she's
at her bones and the internal organs. I'm doing like a scan, and she just feels weak, a little weak. But no, I'm not getting any like bursts of pain, anything. It's more like weakness. Weakness, old age. There's a little bit of aching, like in the bones. Aching is what I'm getting because it kind of feels like arthritis is what this feels like to me.
Yeah, that's what I feel too, Colleen.
She's just, but nothing like, I don't feel like a disease or anything like that. This is just like old age wearing down, not in pain. She's like resting. The energy around her is just resting, little slow, like just feels slow to me. And then bones. I just feel bones.
Yeah, she's
she tired to me too. Old. That's what I feel like. She likes to sleep. So
but she's had a foul odor coming from her breath the last 2 days, and I don't know what that's meaning, but she doesn't appear to be in pain, and she is definitely weak, you can tell. And I haven't been able to get her to eat anything for the last couple of days now.
Hey, I have to tell you, you'll know, okay, you've got some time with her. Enjoy the time, okay, do you understand, that you have with her, okay? Make sure she's drinking. Is she drinking water?
Yeah. I haven't seen her drink any today, but I'll try to get her to drink some, but she's pretty headstrong.
Yes, I know. I've
got
what, that's the reason why
water
she's
out
puppy.
For, but she hasn't done any today.
Listen, I have to share this with you.
If there comes to a time that I may have to put her down, is she okay with that?
Yeah, she's fine. I get that she's okay with it, too, as well. All right?
You've talked to her, right? Because she's telling...
Herself.
I'm sorry.
Have
you talked to her, Sharon? Because she's telling me that you have had a talk with her, so she feels better. She said she's no longer worrying. The energy that I picked up of her worrying before because she was afraid to leave you, it's not there. She says she understands. There's an understanding. So now she's waiting is what she's telling me. She's waiting. But she's not. There's no fear around her anymore. There was a fear before. There's just a waiting. She's okay, though. As long as you were okay, she's okay.
Okay.
You got time with her, Sharon.
Red Cardinal, huh?
And you've got time with her. Listen, I need to tell you this, okay? Because the next goddess that we were going to talk about, I think, is the Butterfly Maiden, and she's all about transformation. So you called them getting Tally, who gets rid of the old and the new and brings in the new. And then the Butterfly Maiden is all about transformation. And that I think that's the next goddess we were talking about because we're going in alphabetical order, just to let you know. So
okay.
How cool is that?
And what did the red cardinal feather represent?
Cardinal? That's a North Carolina bird. When you said that, it has something to do with your man, though. You're in Georgia, aren't you? I felt almost like the man that you're going to be with or you're going to meet is from North Carolina or lives in North Carolina or has some sort of tie in North Carolina. Because the red cardinal is the North Carolina state bird, or it used to be. I'm assuming that it still is. So just to let you know, okay?
Okay, thank you. And the bat, it was that correct about the old
transformation and getting rid of the old and bringing in the new? And yeah, if you do that, you get your transformation, which is so cool. Because the butterfly mating is all about transformation. So you called right at the right time to get both of those messages and confirm what you've got with your bat being in your home. I've never seen
that. Is there a goddess I can call upon to assist
Kali,
my
she's
baby
working
girl?
With you now. Kali.
Kali will help my dog.
She will give you, Kali will help you with getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. That's what you And then the, what was the one, the beginning that we, that helps
the
with animals, Kareem?
You can call upon Aine or Dana. Dana is actually the one that I also saw with you as well. And I understand now why Dana came through, because Therese saw Kali with you. I saw Dana, and Dana, she helps with healing for pets. She works with pets, and she came through really strong to me. I didn't really tune into Kali, but I got Dana. And so call upon her, you know, she'll help you with Gracie. And she's here with you now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's right by her side too. She's like petting her. She's with her.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. You got some good stuff going on there, girl. Anyway.
Well,
and you got Kali. She's a sharp goddess there.
All right. Well, you're welcome, Sharon.
Take care.
We'll
bye.
We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye. Much love and light.
Bye. You too. Bye. We've got one more caller. We've got Leslie from California.
Leslie?
Hello?
Oh, okay, cool. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
You've called
thank
us before,
you.
Haven't you? Because you feel so familiar.
Oh, a while ago, yes. You have a good memory.
Okay.
I haven't called in a while.
Yes. Nice energy, by the way. So I remember the energy more than I do the name.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Well, I'm calling today in regards to work. I am looking for work, and I feel like something's coming around the corner. But I wanted to tap in with you guys and see if perhaps you have any insight.
Yes, when you asked, when I was saying your energy feels familiar, what I got really strong was that you were looking for a job or jobs right around the corner, as you said. And when you were talking, then your angels showed me the month of September. So it's this month. That's what I get really strong. Okay. So how about you, Kareem?
Mm-hmm. I immediately got the number six. I don't know what the six means, the 6 days, or on the 16th, or on the 26th. There's a six in there. I don't know. And it feels like, I'm looking at this month, it feels like it's this month. It is this month. It is this month. It is.
Good.
Something's happening. I look for the number six.
I really like that when you can call and get something quick. You know what I mean? You're answering another work, and then you get it quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I need to do?
What I feel, are you doing meditation?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's working, because your prayers are being answered in the meditation. Whatever you're doing for meditation is working. That's what I get. And you know what I see with you is, I'm going to look at, Kareem, do you feel a goddess around here? Because what I'm feeling with her is, there is Lakshmi, which she brings household prosperity to you, you know, like things.
Yeah,
Lakshmi. I had a great, when I needed to move a couple years ago, and I'll remember waking up in the morning, one morning, it was in 2009 actually, and Lakshmi was there. She goes, I'm going to provide everything for you. All you need to do is trust. And you know what? Within a matter of a couple of weeks, she did. And it was just, you know, because I had to move. There was a lot of situations there. But she was wonderful in helping me get rid of the obstacles, which was my own thinking, and really, really just trust the universe and everyone to that, you know, all the folks on the other side that help us to help. So your meditation, and she's with you. Kareem, what do you feel? Because
I feel Lakshmi too. Sometimes it comes through with their cultural background comes through first for some reason. I don't know why that happens, but I got like an Indian goddess around you, and you said Lakshmi, that clicked right there. And her name means goal or aim, and she's here to help you with your career. And she helps people find their meaningful careers. And what you can do, you know, she says she's with you, but one tool that you can do is whenever you're praying or whenever you're meditating, what she's saying is, just imagine as though you already have the job, okay? The job that you're looking for. And allow the energy of appreciation and gratitude to fill your heart, okay? Mm-hmm. And then ask her to come by your side and to help you manifest that. Because this energy of appreciation is really what is going to manifest this job to come into your life a lot faster. And she's very connected to this energy too of gratitude. Okay. So she said, come with gratitude as if you already have it and it will happen. Okay. But she is with you. She's, I'm trying to see, what did she say? She said something about, is there a blanket that you put on your bed? I don't know why I got that, but there's a specific throw blanket on your couch or in your bed.
Yeah. There
something
is.
Like that. Okay. She's saying, it's strange. I don't know why that she just said. She said, put that on the floor of your, on the floor and sit on that. And then say a prayer or a call to her.
But I just took the blanket off of my bed, folded it up, and I put it onto this little piece of furniture and sat on it. And I said, this is where I should meditate.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, well, that's perfect.
Go.
Well, there you go.
We're confirming it for you. Kareem's confirming it. Good for you. That's cool.
That's very...
It's not scary. It's beautiful. I mean, isn't it great when you get a specific like confirmation, a tool, right? She's giving you the tools, what she just did. She's saying, this is what you need to do and it will come to you. So it's very, very clear. We're very excited for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, call us back and let us know about your job when you get it. We'd love to share.
Yeah,
because when
you
things happen, it helps when you call and share it because that gives someone else hope. So thank you for calling.
Oh, I definitely will. Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Leslie.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay, Tori, we've got one more call. We've got Linda from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Freedom. Hey. Hello. Hey, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. As always, I have questions. I have a question for you today. I didn't know if there was perhaps an ascended goddess who had a message for me. I feel a lot of support from the universe, but I have a lot of confusion around me, and I'm having trouble figuring things out and trying to have the right thoughts to manifest what I want in my life. And I have this lawsuit that's been pending for 5 years. And 2 years into the lawsuit, the attorney I hired, who was highly recommended to me, passed away. And then now we're 3 years later, a few months away from trial, and the lawyer that was handling my case left the firm. And I'm a little shaken. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it'll be cared for. But I feel like I'm being given situations where I need to be fearful and get over it kind of thing. Learn how not to be fearful of the future and what's happening around me, because there are many obstacles, and I feel that the way I handle them is so critical, and yet I just need a little push, maybe with my thought process. So I wondered if there were any messages out there for me.
Yeah. Okay, Kareem, do you want to go ahead? Because I have one.
Yeah.
It feels like you should go first.
Okay. Kali is coming right straight through here, and this woman, or this goddess, you're right, Tari, she's strong. She's charging in here, and she's saying, read this passage to you, okay, Linda? So I'm going to read it, and hopefully it resonates with you, because she's saying, do not fear the change that always accompanies action and moving forward. Do not be afraid of making the wrong decision. Rather, fear living in indecision. She said, I am Kali. Single-minded focus mixed with fiery passion and deep caring about many causes, and I'm here to help you. Okay? You've got a lot of support there's so much fear that you're mm-hmm. holding on to. Okay? She's saying she's gonna help you charge through this fear. She's mm-hmm. so strong. She helps with courage, determination, direction, focus, motivation, protection, tenacity. It's like she's giving me the feeling of like breaking through the fear, breaking through this cycle that a false cycle of challenges that she's saying right now. She's saying it's false that you feel you're going through. This is she's giving me like she's giving me the vision of breaking through this cloud of fear is what she's saying. So you can call upon her because she's right here. This is a woman that is in charge.
I'm telling you right now. She's amazing. She's a no BS goddess. I got to tell you. I'm sorry. Should I say that? Anyway.
Yeah. You said her name is Kali.
Kali, K-A-L-I. Okay. So she's a Hindu Kali. Goddess. And the Hindus, they fear her. I'm going to tell you something. When you call upon her, be ready. All right, because she's a no-nonsense kind of gal, okay? So just to let you know.
No,
I'm going to tell you who else I feel with you. And this is really, really strong. I feel, I hope I'm saying her name right. Is Artemis? Did I say that right, Corinne? Because she's always better at words than I am sometimes. I have a four-year degree, but...
Oh, Artemis.
Yeah, I always call her Artemis Gordon. Like you remember in James West. I'm telling my age now. I'm in my 40s. Oh my goodness. But yeah, she's with you because she's helping you, giving you strength as well. She's much gentler and she's protecting you. She's also protecting your daughter for whatever reason. But she's there is with you. Just and she's much more gentle. But you can tap into her. She's really connected to the outdoors, like the woods and everything, but she's with you as well.
Okay.
These lessons that you're learning, a big message from her, and Kali will give this to you probably when she comes in your room and just like at you,
she's like, this is what you need to do.
yeah, this is what you need to do. But she's saying that to get everything that you're looking for with, because you want to have it all this lifetime, it is so important that you get these lessons. And as I said, you've got two of them here that will do the same thing with you. A little differently, but this thing is to empower you and protect you. Kali is not, she protects you in the sense of getting rid of the old and letting the new in and giving you courage. And this one, and this goddess right here, Artemis, is one that will give you strength, and she protects you and helps you face things, okay? And mm-hmm. she says, I'm here with you. That's what I see with her. So much gentler, much more gentle, mm-hmm. much more gentle.
I know you've got the yin and the yang.
Both of them are on your side, so you can't lose.
Oh, that's nice,
Linda. Big message for you. You've got to hold on 1 second. You've got to learn these lessons before you move forward. I don't lessons, strength, courage, letting the old go, new, all the things that we talked about. Every excuse is equal. Make your mind up. Plan your work your plan, make your mind up, and don't back down. Big message.
Okay. And if there are people like lawyers who are telling me that I'm crazy for the path that I feel I need to take, because I'm really going against a lot of advice, because my guides that they are telling me.
By the way, they did the same thing to Walt Disney.
Okay.
It looks like the path that you are taking. Yeah, Linda, it looks like the path that you are taking is the right path. That's what it feels like to me. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
whatever it is, I'm not really exactly sure the details about it, but that feels mm-hmm. like you're doing the right thing to me, that's where you should go. And it's very strong for me. So I think you mm-hmm. need to have that kind of conviction that it feels like you're doing the right thing, whatever that is. It's right.
Linda, really, 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 really find something that with all the things that you're doing, find models that will help you, you know, like we talked about last night. But Walt Disney, they told him he was crazy, he wouldn't be able to get his show on the road, and look at it now, okay? So, you know, you'll be able to get
it. Well, I'm doing my homework.
All right, cool. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda.
Wow. She's a strong one.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, so we've got time for one more goddess, or do you want to let's talk about some things with the angel coaches? You know what? I'd like to do this show again because there's so many more goddesses out there. And,
oh yeah,
and yeah, and they're like
we just got through letter B or D.
Yeah.
We got through D. We got it. Or Bridget, I think, was the last one, and we're going all the way through the letter V.
Yeah, so. There you go. So we've got a few more to go through. So we'll do that on another show, or you know, and it seems to be everyone has enjoyed it. Has talked to us. So let's talk about angel coaches, some things that we've got going on. I know that your angel card class is next week, if I'm not mistaken, and they can go to angelcoaches.com to register for it. We also have a mastermind group that we're working on. We have a manifesting call that it's free, and anybody can tap into that. It's on Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time. And if you go to our website, angelcoaches.com, you can get the number for it. Or email us, and we'll send you all the information, and it's free. But we have different aspects on how to manifest, what you're looking to manifest, and usually it's love or money, right? You can never be too rich or too much love, right? Or too thin. That's what I say.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd rather be rich and happy than poor and miserable, right? So I'm a friend of mine.
And attractive at the same time,
rich,
right?
And miserable than poor and miserable any day. So, but yeah, we got some good stuff going on there too as well, and some great classes, past life regression, future life progression, and some other things that we're putting out there to people. I think I mentioned it all. Do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, and we're going to be holding a workshop in the next couple of weeks. So if any of you out there have Indigo Crystal Rainbow Children, we've got a great group of wonderful women that are gifted and have special gifted little ones too. So if you need, if you'd like a great support group or want more insight into, you know, really nurturing these little special ones, you can give us email us at angelcoaches.com, and we look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, there you go. So angelcoaches.com, and we'll take care of you and look forward to hearing from you. Well, I think that's about it, Corrine. So we had a great show tonight. I enjoyed that, even though it's a little crazy on my end. I apologize if I sounded too loud. So everybody's been patient with me. And we'll see you guys next Friday night.
All right. Good night, everyone.